Hi, welcome to the Three Dog Yoga Practice Podcast. Thanks for joining us. When you're ready, grab a mat.
All right.
And let's get started.
Let's start in child's pose. Take a few moments to allow your face to soften, to find that hint of a smile that is your natural expression. Drop your awareness down into your body. What's going on? Start at your throat, your shoulders, your upper back, your rib cage. Move down to the abdomen, the hips, legs and feet. Anything you notice here is valid. It's useful information. And then you'll turn your attention to breathing and creating a rhythmic pattern of breath, an ujjayi. If that works for you, it's in and out using the muscles of your throat. You direct the breath in long, thin ribbons, like a single file breath. It's well organized. This is going to keep you steady as you move in body and mind. And gives you something to return to in case things get overwhelming or stuck. Next inhale, come on up to hands and knees. Take a few rounds of cat and cow pose. Good. Then coming back to a center line, take those side to side so you get the kind of opening up of one side and breath in there and then the other. And then come on back to a center line there. We're going to tuck toes. Come on to downward facing dog. And we'll pause for a moment. Check in, breathe here. Then bend your right knee deeply. Straighten the left leg as far as it's going to go and pull the foot back. Back at center, a little bend in both knees. And then other side. Pull the right leg back. And back at center, pause. We're gonna turn the right foot out to the diagonal. Bend your left knee and send your right hip up and back. Breathe here. And undo it. Other side, turn your left toes to the diagonal. Bend your right knee. Send the left hip up and back. Back at center, feet parallel. We're going to bend the left knee, pick up the right foot, and you're gonna like just kind of piggyback the right foot to the left heel. So you can split the first two toes around the heel. And you've got a bent knee on the left side. Press your hips up and back. Press the left heel down toward the floor. Knee stays bent. Then undo it back to center, down dog. You're gonna bend your right knee. The left foot and just piggyback it onto the right. So we have a little extra weight there. And then a bend of the right knee, getting into the muscle that's deep in the calf.
in case you didn't recognize that.
Bend the knee. The knee's got to bend for us to get in there. So as tough as it is, stay with that.
Then undo it back to center, down dog. And we'll look forward. Walk forward into ragdoll with hands at the floor on fingertips or on blocks on fingertips.
Let your head drop. And then you're going to move your shoulder blades around. Just going to see what action you can get from upper back this morning.
Whatever's going on is going on. Breathe and move. See what's going on. Slowly back at center, you'll walk your feet together. And bring the hands to the legs. And let's curl in here. So got deep forward fold. We're going to draw navel to spine. And roll slowly up to stand. Arms up overhead. Mountain pose. Press your feet down. Accentuate your length up through ring and pinky finger tip. Up through the back of your head, the center of your chest. And then hands to heart center will pause. Have a breath. Then sun A. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, fold forward. And breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back. And plant your hands. Step back, high or low push-up. Breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out full. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Step back high to low push. Breathe in, upward facing dog. We'll breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Good. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose, moving into a Utkatasana series. We're going to sit back and reach forward. Sit your weight into your heels. Spread your toes as much as you can. Inhale, stand up and reach. Walk your feet to hip distance apart. We're going to sit back again. Press your feet to the floor. Reach the arms forward. And stand up. Walk your feet to shoulder distance apart. Press your feet down as you lower. Lift and spread all 10 toes. And stand. Feet to the edges of your mat. We're going to turn the toes out. Heels in, toes out. Sit down rather than back. So the hips are lining up between the heels, chest is up. And then press into your feet, reach up. We're then going to turn the toes forward, same distance apart, but sit back. Reach forward. Then stand. Feet to shoulder distance. Sit back, reach forward. Lift your toes up off the mat, unclench your teeth, stand up, feet hip distance, sit back, and stand. Feet together, sit back, reach forward, and stand. Nice. Bow forward, breathe out.
Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back and heel toe your feet about hip distance apart. Pull your heart forward as you step the right leg back, low lunge, and then straighten the front leg, breathe in. Pull into the front heel, breathe out. Two more like that. Straighten. And bend. Pull the heel into the mat. Straighten. Bend. This time, straighten and stay. Pull the front foot up from the mat. Fan the toes out. Dig the front heel in, the breath here. And breath out. Inhale, rock forward to your low lunge. Exhale, bring the back knee down. You're gonna tuck your chin in. And inhale, draw your heart forward, gaze forward, reach up on Janyasana. Exhale, hands to heart, then the mat. You're gonna plant the hands and knees all the way to the floor. We're gonna take locust here. Be here for 5, 4, 3, 2. Then slow release down. Hands underneath you, press up, hands and knees, tuck your toes. Down dog. Inhale, take your right leg back and up behind. Exhale, bend the knee. Draw knee to right elbow. Have a big step into a low lunge. This is going to bow pull twist. Right elbow toward the ceiling till you stack both shoulders, then open the arm. Then fold the elbow. Turn your chest toward the standing arm. Reach across it. And then again, stack the shoulders, turn the chest to the right, open the arm. This time when you exhale, bend the elbow, hand down right inside the front foot, back foot flat, bow pull the left elbow toward the ceiling. Open up, good. Deep side angle pose. When you exhale, take the top arm, reach for the front wall. The arm lines up beside your face. You're reaching with your inhale, ring and pinky finger to the front wall. Then exhale, left hand down, back heel spins up. Step the back foot up. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Inhale, Utkatasana, sit the hips back, lift your chest and reach. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, and heel toe your feet about hip distance apart. You're going to step your left leg back, low lunge. Have a straighten and bend here. Rocking back to pyramid, forward to low lunge. Steady rhythm in your breath. Make that the rhythm of the movement here. One more round. And next time you make your way to pyramid and stay, breathe in and breathe out. Rock forward to low lunge. Draw your chin in. Press the back foot down. Draw your heart forward. Chest up, reach up. Anjaneyasana. Then hands in and down. Step back. High to low push up. All the way to the mat.
Locust pose. Squeeze shoulder blades in towards center. Squeeze the backs of your legs. Roll your outer thighs toward the floor. You can bring the big toes to touch. Shoulder blades pulling together and down toward your hip. Breath in. Slow release down. Press up hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Left leg up and back behind. Breathe out. Bend the knee. Draw to your chest. Big step. Low lunge. Good. Bow pull. Left elbow toward the ceiling till your body's turned all the way to the left. Open the arm. Fold the arm in. Turn your chest all the way to the standing arm. Reach across. Again, left elbow up toward the ceiling. Turn your chest all the way to the side and reach. When you exhale, bend the elbow. Hand down inside the front foot. Back heel spins flat. Pull right elbow toward the ceiling. Stack the shoulders. Open a deep side angle pose. Stay low in the legs. Then reach for the front wall, palm down. So that's a roll the tricep down. Broadens the upper back. From there, press your back heel down and reach long. Exhale, right hand down. Spin your back heel up and step. Top of the mat. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Good. Breathe out. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Mountain pose. We're going to take eagle arms, right arm underneath. Right leg, though, is going to go into a standing ankle to knee. So like a standing pigeon, if you think about the ankle crossing to the outside of the left knee. Just going to sit your hips back as you lift the elbow points up. Breathe here for 3, 2, unclench your toes, unclench your teeth, take the wrinkles off the forehead, then unwind and reach up. Good. And the other side, left arm underneath, left ankle is going to cross outside the right knee and sit. Elbow points up, hips sit low, heart up, brain up. And on an inhale, unwind and reach. Good. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, exhale, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. We're going to lift the heels as high as they go. Send your hips up as high as they'll go. And tiptoe your way forward to about the halfway point of your mat. Lift the heels again. So lots of work through the back of the leg. Attach that to the work of your abdominals, pulling up and in. One more breath here, hips high, heels high. And then slowly let that go. We're going to turn to the side of the mat you like for standing straddle. In standing straddle, take the feet to the diagonal so that we can have a little side to side, skandhasana, side straddle lunges. We're going to stay over to the right. Breathe here for 3. And bring that back to center and other side.
to center. Draw your heart forward. Parallel the feet and bow in.
Prasarvaja Padadasana.
Good. Breathe in. And breathe out.
Nice. Looks great.
Nice. On your inhale, draw your heart forward. And your feet walk together until you can crouch down and tuck in.
And chin in. Heels could be up, heels could be down. Get a breath here.
And then slowly release that and come to seated. Extend the legs out. We're going to pop the hips up so that you feel like you're sitting on the front of your sitting bones. And if that's not going to happen on the floor, grab a little sitting block or a blanket. But when you feel like you're a little ahead of the sitting bones rather than behind them, like so, okay, you'll hinge at the hip and bow over the legs. Legs could be straight. They could be bent. They could be somewhere in between. Breathe here. Feel each inhale as a drawing forward of the rib cage. So the inhale, you're lengthening your spine straight ahead. We're not coming up, we're going forward. And then as you exhale, there's a release of the rib cage toward the legs. Lengthen. And release. Keep that action going. So this pose is like, it's not a still pose. It's always got that little action in it of lengthening out, making space for your spine. And that release, particularly of your head, of your shoulders, of any work in the arms. On an inhale, come up to seated. We're going to slide the hips toward the heels. If you got a block, for hips on a block, come on down and your legs up in the air with the hips level on the block. And if you don't have a block, no big deal. You take your legs up in the air. And today we're actually going to take the arms up in the air too. So arms and legs up and just roll wrists and ankles around. Fan out fingers and toes. Good. Really nice. And then a little shake out for the hands and feet, just some of like high vibration stuff. Just doesn't have to be like, it actually doesn't have to be like anything. Just shake out whatever you feel like is a shake out. And then let everything stop and soften. A breath in and breath out. If you really enjoy resting here, you might bring your hands to center line and stay. If you want to make your way to Shavasana, just come slowly down off the blocks and take any finishing poses or stretches you enjoy. Make your way to rest when you're ready. It was great work, yo. A few moments here of quiet to yourself or with the canine assistant. Looking over you. Either way, let your senses draw in. So you know what's going on in your space. Start with a body scan, the soles of your feet, the tops of your feet, your shin bones, your calf muscles, hamstring muscles and the front of the thighs, the front of the hips and low belly, the back of the hips and low back, your back ribs heavy to the mat,
the front ribs expansive with your breath. The front of your shoulders and arms, it's soft to the air. The shoulder blades and back of the arms heavy to the ground. The back of your neck light and free. Your throat and face at ease. The back of your head heavy to the floor. The top of your head at ease, brain at rest. Start to follow your breath again. As it moves through your body, feel it as if it could move out to the hands and feet and wake things up there. A little wiggle of your fingers and your toes. Then roll to your right side and curl in. Make your way up to seated. Take a moment here, sit tall, spread out. We'll bring hands together at heart center. Then thumbs to forehead center. Really well done, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Super. Thanks a lot. See you soon. Bye. Good to see you. All right, nice work. Thanks for practicing with us. If you'd like to join us in studio or live online, visit our website, 3dogyoga.com, for more information.